who works at the post office to find out why am I not getting my mail? Nobody can answer. And nobody's willing to do anything about it. So I keep calling and complaining, but that's an external complaint. I enjoy it. It's my entertainment. I love to start giving them a hard time when they're incompetent and stupid and insincere. Because they do this new thing now, I don't remember from years ago. But they say, somebody will call you back in 24 hours, they give you a confirmation number. Well, I've got 8 confirmation numbers from the post office. I've never been called back once ever. So now I just tell them, when they say, let me give you a confirmation number, somebody will call you back within 24 hours. I say, let me just verify to you that right now you're a liar. You may not think you're lying. They may have told you to say this to people and that they'll call back. Within, a supervisor will call in 24 hours. But let me just verify for you. I have a, you want them? I'll list them for you. Here's the 8 confirmation numbers. Nobody's ever called me. So this is just a lie. When you say this, you're promulgating the lie. So I can't tell you what to do, but I can make you aware that when these words come out of your mouth to a customer, you're lying. You may not be intending to lie, but I'd like to make you aware that you are lying. At least you don't believe when you say this that somebody's actually going to call, because it hasn't happened yet, ever. In history, it hasn't happened. And it never will. Nobody from the post office is ever going to call you. So, you know, I don't have a complaint about it inside. I know that these people are stupid. I know that they don't give a flying yahoo. So I just want them to know that they're liars. That's all. Just be honest. Just admit that it's a lie. Just know yourself. Just be aware that your boss or whoever told you this is what you say to people was lying to you, even if he didn't know it, and you're promulgating the lie. Just understand that you're within a, you're working in a system of lies, which is very immoral. But that's why I make people aware. That's why I enjoy people, making people aware of it. Just be aware that you're in an immoral situation. That's the most I can do for them. I can't do anything more for them than make them aware that they're, you know, participating in something that's not nice. Once in a while, one of them apparently realizes it and then goes down to the workplace and shoots all the other postal people. He must have heard me and took it too seriously.
He reacted.
Overreacted.
I'd say that's an overreacting.
So you're responsible to become a person who doesn't go postal. That's your job, to absolutely tame your own overreactions, to absolutely eradicate the useless inner complaint, which is simply you judging how things should be, as if you have a clue. And if you keep doing it, God may punish you. He may make you work at the post office. That's the risk you run. Just be aware of it. I don't even blame the post office. I've seen how post offices operate. They are some of the most futile, F-E-U-D-A-L, businesses I've ever seen. It's like, you will absolutely go crazy if you look at the post office. It's an insane system. They hire the craziest people they can find to be in charge. And then those people consider it their job to make everybody under them as miserable as possible. And there's somebody looking over your shoulder every second. That's why these people go nuts and shoot people. You might too if somebody was harassing you every day. You're just trying to earn a living, do your job. And some crazy guy is your boss. These people who are bosses at the post office, they're all certifiably nuts. They are. Ask for one of them. Go to the post office and ask for the actual manager of your local post office. The guy who's really running that post office, not the guy who's handing you the stamps. But the actual manager. And then talk to him for a minute and a half. Come back and tell me he ain't certified. They're crazy. So I don't blame the post office for being lousy at what they do. They're getting lousier and lousier. But that's because they put crazy people in charge. What do you expect?